You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
With your local news from Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Many child care centers are closed around the state today. It's in support of a day without child care. It comes after lawmakers cut $480 million out of the state budget for the Department of Children and Families. Corrine Hendrickson says the money is meant to support programs like hers.
And so that's what is really disheartening. If you're going to force a business that's been stable, a pillar of its community, done great things, won awards, because you choose not to invest. 18 years I've been in this, and you're telling me that I'm not worth it. That's what you're saying. And I don't need to stick around for that, and neither do my colleagues.
Hendrickson owns Little Explorers in New Glarus. She estimates half of the child care centers across Wisconsin will close without this funding. Some Democratic state lawmakers are highlighting new climate legislation, and they're doing it in this part of the state. Brittany Merlot explains.
The Climate Accountability Act was introduced last month, calling on the state legislature to develop a plan to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. The legislation comes as federal support for climate initiatives dries up, forcing states to pursue their own plans. State Representative Christian Phelps says there's no scenario where we don't pay, either on investments in renewable energy or on addressing the effects of climate change.
Meantime, some suppliers of aquatic animals online are in trouble, Lisa Hale reports.
Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in 8 Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crawfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crawfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites.
I'm Terry Barr for Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win over the Rays, ending a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth, Christian Yelich, a home run to left, using a pink bat with his mother's name, Alicia Yelich, engraved in the wood. Jeff Levering, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Yelich, down the left field line, long run, Simpson, running out of room and gone! Yelich goes deep on Mother's Day to tie things up. Cutter in the middle of the plate, and Yelich hits number 7.
William Contreras also homered. The Brewers with a 4-2 victory after a long weekend in Tampa. Manager Pat Murphy ejected Friday night, and weather delays every day.
I mean, this environment is tough. Threatening rain all the time. The mound's rugged. It's just a different environment than they're used to. So I'm proud we're in every game.
The crew heads to Cleveland tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work today for their off-season program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rarely does an 11-year-old title with not-so-great reviews get a second chance. But that is not the case with Reacher, Never Go Back. It doesn't hurt that the star of the film was Tom Cruise, or that the episodic Reacher, starring Alan Ritchson, is a big hit for Amazon Prime Video. How much do people like the Reacher franchise? Never Go Back is over 10 years old, got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still managed to somehow crack the top 10 on Prime Video, coming in at number 9 last week. I actually really liked it. The current Reacher, Alan Ritchson, and his manager, Dan Spilo, have parted ways, and apparently for good reason. Spilo was officially thrown off a movie set by human resources for bullying and yelling at crew members. It was at this time Alan Ritchson also fired him as his manager. Spilo was also a contestant on Survivor years ago and was dismissed immediately for being too touchy-feely with other contestants. What a guy. Do you know someone who doesn't have a podcast? Didn't think so. That's how popular they are, and they will be recognized this year as a new award category at the Golden Globes. The Best Podcast will have 6 nominees chosen from the most listened to podcasts that celebrate creativity and storytelling. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards will air on CBS on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, and will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, who also hosted last year. Comedy icon Martin Short and Hollywood icon actress Meryl Streep appear to have a romantic connection on and off screen. The couple are an item on the show Only Murders in the Building and are dating. The two 75-year-olds were spotted making out recently while taking a break from filming season 5 of the show. That's right, making out, and while cameras weren't even rolling. Ugh. Haven't you people heard of trailers? Only Murders Season 5 will premiere this summer, but there is no specific date. How would you like to be compared to a famous movie character and pocket $38,000? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, not if the character was Darth Vader and you're a woman named Lorna Rook, whose co-workers were the ones comparing her to the Star Wars villain after a corporate-issued personality test that was Star Wars themed. Rook was out of the room at the time when her co-workers came to the conclusion, and she quit her job a month later. Glass half full? Darth Vader does do the right thing in the end. Pamela Anderson has been an actress for the last 30 years, but has only started actually acting in the last few years. The former Baywatch personality received critical acclaim for her role in The Last Showgirl. Anderson's latest role will be in the Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson, who will play Frank Drebin. The 57-year-old Anderson and 72-year-old Neeson hit it off famously on the set and claim to have movie character crushes on each other, according to the New York Post. The Naked Gun hits screens nationwide August 1st. I'm really hoping it's good. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a little breezy with a high once again in the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.